Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day in Tel Aviv with clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze under sunny conditions. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, perfect for a stroll outside. Meanwhile, Eilat is basking in bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in. After the attack in Dahia, Iran fulfilled its threat by launching missiles at Israel. It was a tense night with alerts activated across the country. Also, I-24 News reports that Iran continues launching ballistic missile attacks towards Israel since Sunday night. In Samaria, houses were damaged, but no injuries were reported. Also this hour, according to Ynet, the U.S. urges Israel to delay action on Iran as talks continue over a possible deal. Discussions are underway about the timing of any response. Separately, Axios notes that Israel struck Iranian military targets after the missile attacks. This marks a new phase in the conflict and is the first reported attack since the April ceasefire. And finally, The Forward reports that Trump urges Iran to make a deal after firing missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. Now here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted 20 minutes ago that about 30 missiles were launched from Iran towards Israel overnight, along with one missile fired from Yemen. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote just 21 minutes ago about initial reports on Arab networks claiming that Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander Ahmad Vahidi was eliminated in Israeli strikes. Da'ad Rula, a political commentator, expressed on X that Netanyahu's actions are leading to more conflict with Iran, criticizing the ongoing situation and calling for peace and security. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the tense night in Israel, Walla reports that Iran's missile launches came after Israeli strikes in Beirut. Alerts were activated across the country, reflecting heightened tensions. For civilians, this means potential disruptions and an increased sense of insecurity. Turning to the U.S. urging Israel to delay action, Ynet provides context that discussions focus on aligning military action with diplomatic efforts. If Israel proceeds without delay, it could complicate negotiations and escalate tensions further, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Axios highlights that Israel's strike on Iranian military targets represents a significant escalation. Earlier today, these actions signal a shift in strategy, potentially altering the dynamics of the ongoing conflict. For the region, this could mean prolonged instability and uncertainty. On the economic front, first, from tech, there's a hidden opportunity for Israeli startups within the AI supply chain. As the race to build frontier AI models intensifies, Israel could play a key role in removing bottlenecks. Separately, Walla Business reports on a controversial action by Rami Levy in Jerusalem, where images of women and girls were altered. This raises questions about cultural adaptation and representation in business practices. And finally, according to Globes, the Treasury is expected to raise the 2026 growth forecast to 4%. This revision shows optimism for Israel's economy despite previous lower expectations. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.